When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to this Monday edition of The Flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Joining me, as he does each and every week, Grayson Weir. We're gonna start off something new. Look, summer's in full swing. The race to SEC Media Days talking season, and the week zero will be here before we know it. So we're gonna do a fun little series to kind of, you know, count down. We won't get all the way to week zero with the series, but it'll take us a little bit. Before I bring Grace in and we start this series, I do want to remind you the show each and every day is brought to you by our good friends at College Corner. Scott and the folks over there take care of us, and they will take care of you. Three locations: Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood. You can also check them out, collegecornerstore.com. Look, you're kind of cutting it close here with Father's Day, but if you need some Father's Day ideas, go check them out, or look at the website online, collegecornerstore.com. If dad or grandpa or father-in-law or any dad, it could be a brother, it could be a cousin, whatever. If they need a new polo, a new shirt, maybe a little lightweight hoodie action. That was clutch over the weekend in Tampa. The beating the sun and staying cool with some breathable, lightweight hoodie action. Also great for when you cut the grass. If you need that, College Corner has you covered. Like I said, three locations and online, collegecornerstore.com. Grayson, good morning. Welcome back. I know we're both kind of running on fumes here, but we're here. We're ready to get this going. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Still fighting back from my voice, as you can hear, but you know, it's always raspy, so it is what it is. But yeah, dead season's here, so it's time to start looking ahead. You know, college baseball is starting to wrap up. Shout out to Florida. I think, you know, that they're probably the most impressive. They're doing what Ole Miss did 2 years ago, kind of the last team in, making it to Omaha. And then now we get to look ahead to, you know, the fall. And I think all of us are anxiously anticipating not only the fall, but gosh, what, 39 days from now when College Football 25 hits the shelf and we can finally start to ball out with this Rebels offense we're about to break down here any minute.
Yeah, so let's go ahead and get into it. We teased a new series. I figure we can do just, you know, it's nothing crazy. It's pretty much what everybody does, but look, it's what everybody loves to hear, loves to talk about, loves to discuss, but we're going to do a position preview for Ole Miss as we head to Media Days at the end of mid-July, and then we've got, you know, week zero will be here before we know it. Without further ado, of course we're going to start at quarterback. I know that there's a lot of buzz with a lot of Heisman talk with Jackson Dart. Ole Miss has some really good odds to win the SEC. I believe it's third best odds to win the SEC. Grayson, I know you're excited. We're big fan of Jackson Dart and the maturation and just the growth through these 2 years. I know I wrote a piece last year about the growth in year two and how it was something to at this point to be expected with with Lane Kiffin and his offense. Matt Barkley did it at SC. Chris Robeson did it at Florida Atlantic. Matt Corral did it at Ole Miss. And now Jackson Dart is doing it at Ole Miss as well. So entering year three, kind of uncharted territory here with a third-year quarterback. I mean, these don't happen very often anymore with the portal and grad transfer route. But, I mean, truly what – I know we're high on Jackson Dart, but just how high do you think he can go, you know, figuratively in statistical categories, Heisman, and how high can he take this Ole Miss team in 2024?
So he threw for 3,364 yards with 23 touchdowns and just 5 picks last year. I think that's kind of the baseline for this year. I think that number should be equal or greater than he was a year ago, because obviously last year had the talented team. This year's even more so. This offense is locked and loaded. This offensive line should be able to protect him better. So when you look at the pieces around Jackson Dart, he's in a better position for success than he was a year ago. And then when you actually look at Jackson Dart himself, he is also in a better position than he was a year ago. He's bigger. He's stronger. He's been working on all of the kind of the, there's like a small kink in his motion. Like there's all these little things that he has been working on over the last 6 months or so with some of the top quarterback coaches in the country. And so not only is he set up for success with the weapons around him even more than he was last year, which is, you know, saying a lot because last year's offense was loaded too. He has kind of fine-tuned himself to, okay, you know, I had success last year. What I was doing was working. But what are the little things that I can go in and just – those little tweaks make a big difference in terms of, you know, the spiral that you're putting on the ball, the accuracy you're able to drop into a corner. So he should, I think everybody, you know, puts him on the kind of dark horse Heisman watch. I think that's a good place to be. I think dark horse is fair because we don't really know what we're going to see from him. He was amazing last year. You know, if it's the same this year, that's great. That's all you can ask for. You know, you're looking for 3,000 yards, 20 plus touchdowns, 5 picks. Like, if you could sign the dotted line right now, that's what you're looking for. But can he take that even next level step? I think so. You know, I think he's got all the intangibles. You and I have been on Jackson Dart since before, you know, he even ended up at USC back three and a half years ago. It's really, really all of the pieces are here for him to succeed. And now the question, you know, you can debate ad nauseum, is Lane Kiffin's RPO and play action, all that stuff. Like, is he going to translate to the NFL? That's not the conversation we're having here. We're looking strictly at the college football season, and he's going to be one of, if not the best quarterback in the country this fall, without question.
Yeah, and it's kind of silly, and it's been like this for a while, but a lot of the Heisman stuff hinges on what your team does. But that's kind of the different case this year because of how good this Ole Miss team could be. It may not even be a problem. You know, when Eli Manning made it to New York years ago, you know, that team was, you know, I believe at the time of the Heisman ceremony was 9-3, maybe 8. I'd have to go back and look. They ended up, you know, go to the Cotton Bowl, they win. You know, didn't go to the SEC championship. We all know what happened. But this year with Ole Miss and what this team could potentially be with the expanded playoff and no divisions and just an absolutely loaded offensive roster, I think that it's a potential could be really damn good in this offense. But I think Kiffin understands the limitations of his quarterbacks, regardless of who they are.
Very true.
I think he understands how to balance each quarterback's skill set and what they bring to the offense. Dart is a pretty, I wouldn't say down the middle, but I mean, what, probably 60-40 dual threat? Yeah. I mean, he's more than capable of running. We all know he's not gonna slide.
Maybe, yeah, I was about to say, maybe he's worked in the off season on how to slide.
But like he's no slouch, spinning it, throwing the ball downfield. And you've got Trey Harris back, you got Jordan Watkins, you got Juice Wells, you got Caden Lee, Aiden Williams, Deion Smith. The list goes on and on. I mean, this portal class is so deep and so loaded. I forget guys all the time. This
Yeah.
morning, I was doing some work and looking at reading some stuff and just totally, and this isn't a knock on him. It's just, it's so, I totally forgot about Yan Banks,
Yeah,
who was a
exactly.
guy that probably could have tried his hand in the NFL draft and decided to go to Ole Miss. I think that this schedule sets up nice for Ole Miss and for Jackson Dart. A lot of the big games are at home, but you also have opportunities on the road to have, the quote Heisman moment. I think the
Yeah.
Heisman moment for Dart is either going to be at LSU or Georgia, because Ole Miss is, I don't think people realize Ole Miss has not won a Baton Rouge since 2008.
Yeah, which is crazy.
That was when yours truly was an undergrad. So it's been a long, long time. And I think that's an opportunity for Jackson Dart and Ole Miss to have a very big statement. And I think that's what's huge here for Jackson Dart is to have those big marquee wins. I know the knock on Kiffin's always been, well, he doesn't beat, the ranked teams that matter. This is the year where you can beat the ranked teams that matter.
And if you don't, we talked about this on the last pod. If you don't, there's still, it's the 12 team playoff now. There's still an opportunity. And I think it's funny you mentioned, LSU and Georgia. I think that's kind of the biggest place. And I think Jackson knows this. I think everybody knows this. When it comes to this year and last year and kind of Jackson Dart and taking that next step is you have to look at the numbers. So when you look at last year, 2023, right? So against the SEC, Jackson Dart, well, let's rephrase this. Let's start with non-conference. Against the non-conference schedule last year, Jackson completed 67% of his passes for about 1,500 yards, 13 touchdowns, and a pick. Versus the SEC that is not Alabama and Georgia, he completed 65% of his passes for about 1,500 yards, basically the same numbers, right? You're looking at 65-ish percent completion percentage. You get 1,500 yards, 10 to 12 touchdowns, and a couple picks against the non-conference schedule and the SEC that was not Alabama and Georgia. Then you look at the Alabama and Georgia, and obviously that, we'll see what happens with Alabama this year. But over the last few years, Alabama and Georgia are the standard in the SEC. They have the best defenses in the SEC, especially Georgia. Again, this year should probably have the best defense in the SEC. There's cases to be made about Missouri, whatever. No, it's going to be Georgia again with the best defense in the SEC. And so Jackson last year against Georgia, that 65% completion rate dipped down to below 60. He completed only 100, or he threw for only 112 yards and threw a pick without a touchdown. Obviously, he left the game a little bit early with an injury, whatever. Really ugly result. Alabama, pretty much the same thing. 57% of his passes, less than 250 yards, no touchdowns, one pick. Like, that's the difference here. So if Jackson and shout out to our guys over at Red Cup, one man to beat. Actually, I think he, our good friend over there, did something similar to this sometime in the last week or so. But that's really the difference here, right? Like, if Jackson can play the way that he plays against the Georgia Techs and the Tulanes, et cetera, the way he plays against Georgia and not Alabama this year, but Georgia and Oklahoma and LSU on the road, that's the difference. That's what puts Ole Miss on the next level. That's what put Jackson on the next level, is finding that consistency to where he has all this success against teams that he should have success against. Can he have success against the teams where that defense is coming at you, top-tier defense? Top tier physical cornerbacks, his receivers may not be as open. Can he make those throws and throw them open? That'll be the difference. And I think the answer is yes. I mean, I've been seeing a lot of clips of him throughout the offseason. He just looks, he looks bigger and stronger, but he also looks leaner, slicker, quicker, in terms of his motion. He's getting the ball out much faster. Like, I think there's a real opportunity here for Jackson to make a statement against some of those big teams, which he hasn't before. And that's kind of been the knock on Kiffin, like you said. You could argue that's the knock on, Jackson Dart too, is he plays really well against teams that he should play really well against, and then kind of, mediocre to poor against those premier programs. So that's the big step that Jackson needs to make this year.
As our boy Tony Perkis says, muscle weighs more than fat. I do think he's been in the weight room. It probably a lot to do with, I mean, just obviously basic strength and conditioning, but also preparing the body for more than 12 games, more than 13
True.
games. I think that the interesting thing here, and this is my opinion, you got to put up good numbers, but I don't think this has to be like a crazy 4,500 yard passing season to be in the conversation or for Ole Miss to be very good. I think the you mentioned the marquee games at LSU, home against Oklahoma, home against Georgia. I think some of the big ones where he can really make statements, and it doesn't matter if the team is average, mediocre, or whatever, at Florida. That's a game that people have circled as a potential hiccup for Ole Miss. Go
It's
to the
just
swamp.
weird.
Yeah, it's just a weird because you don't know what Florida is going to be like in November. Is Billy Napier still going to be the coach? That's a big question. How good is Graham Mertz without Ricky Pearsall? So those are the games that I think, go out there, throw for 225 and two touchdowns, run for another type games where you win handily and you continue to just march on, hey, just putting up solid numbers, winning football games. That's kind of the nature of the beast with the Heisman. You got to keep pace with everybody else. But I mean, look, he might, I'm not saying he's going to throw for 4,500, but this offense is certainly good enough with the run game, with the stable of running backs that I think are going to help the passing offense and then vice versa. Trey Harris stretching the field, Jordan Watkins over the middle, Caden Priestcorn over the middle, Juice Wells as a just a do it all Swiss Army knife type weapon. That's going to open up the run game. And then the offensive line, I think they really revamped the O
Yeah,
line.
really necessary too.
Last year, the offensive line was very inconsistent, and Jackson Dart still had a fantastic year. If the O line can protect him just marginally better, I mean, the sky is truly the limit for this offense and for Jackson Dart. I'm very excited to see a year three Jackson Dart versus a year two. Took a big step last year. The Georgia game is just kind of whatever. It didn't play great, but I mean,
Wash it.
you lose your starting left tackle in, the first series. Georgia was just better everywhere. Ole Miss didn't play great after the first, 8 minutes. That's fine. The Penn State, I mean, the Peach Bowl. Penn State had some counter punches and really made it interesting early, and Dart just settled in. And that's Kiffin. I mean, they didn't try to do too much. They stuck to the game plan and stuck to what works. And that's kind of Kiffin's MO is every week is different. Every week is going to be a different wrinkle or a different look. And I think that that's something for Dart that is so big for his game is he can kind of do a little bit of everything. If you want him to work the intermediate stuff, he's good with that. If you want him to stretch the field, he can do that now. And if you want to go heavy zone read, run, he's more than willing to do that. I think that this is a true dark horse is kind of the right word because there's other, guys that are up there with Vegas odds, maybe. Look, in my opinion, some are not worthy of being up there, but Vegas is going to make their money. But I do think that this is a chance for Jackson Dart to kind of, I'm not going to say statue status, but I mean, you got a real, real shot of being mentioned with some of the greats at Ole Miss if you can get it done.
For sure. And something too I appreciate about Jackson, and I think he would say the same thing. I won't speak on his behalf, but I do think he would say the same thing. Heisman Trophy is not important. You know, like obviously he would love to win it. He would love to go out and get it. He doesn't care if he wins it. You know, if Ole Miss goes undefeated and Jackson Dart finishes with less than 1,000 yards passing, he would be pumped. You know, obviously that's a ridiculous hypothetical situation, but he would be pumped. Like that's all he cares about is what can he do to win a football game. And him and Kiffin are on the same page. And it's interesting you mentioned the offensive line. Yes, if they are marginally better this year, then that helps Jackson in so many ways. And I think that they're going to not just be marginally better, but like significantly better. But at the same time, there were a few instances last year where, look, credit to Jackson. That dude has no fear in his, like, does not have an ounce of fear in his body. Will go out there, take big hits, will play through injuries, et cetera. But at the same time, there were a few situations last year where he took a lot of really bad sacks, which, like, yes, many of the sacks you can blame on the offensive line last year. Absolutely. But there are a few on there when you go back and watch the tape, it's like, dude, what are you doing? Jackson, like, either get the ball out, throw it away, or, you know, just go down. Stop trying to make something out of nothing, even though he has proven he can at some instances. He took a lot of really bad sacks. And sometimes, too, like, you know, six picks or whatever he threw last year, like, doesn't necessarily reflect the fact that there were a few instances where he probably should have thrown maybe closer to 10 picks. There should have been a few that were in and out of defensive back's hands, whatever, a couple bad throws. Like, there are a few times where he would stare way too long and get kind of caught and lost and whatever. Those instances were rare, but when they happened, they were problematic. And you could point at him and say, okay, dude, like, you got to get the ball out, or, you know, you got to figure something out here. You got to stop staring on your guys. You can't hold down too long, hold on to the ball too long. And I think that's something that, you know, he recognized first and foremost, but the staff also said, hey, Jackson, this is kind of your, everything else you did was great. Maybe slide every once in a while. That would be nice. But everything else that we did was great. This is the area of improvement that you need to work on. Getting the ball out faster. Don't stare down your guys and don't take bad sacks. And those are the kind of the 3 points this year on top of that improved off, hopefully improved offensive line. If those kind of three to four things can come together, then the sky is the limit. And again, like, numbers don't matter to Jackson. Obviously, he would love to throw for 15,000 bajillion yards. You know, that'd be great. But like, if he's doing what he needs to do to win games, that's what's most important. And he has proven that he will, and he wants to, and he's not going to force throws that he doesn't need to force. It's really all of the, everything is there except for kind of just these little tweaks. And if he has worked on those little tweaks, like I know he has, there's a real opportunity to make that big step, even if it isn't included in the Heisman Trophy conversation, fine, whatever. You know, if Jackson Dart's doing what he needs to do, getting the ball out, not taking bad sacks, you know, finding his guys and taking what's open. I think that's kind of the big key for this year. There's too many weapons on this offense to cover. Take what's open. Take what's there. If it's 3 yards, fine. Take the 3 yards. Don't force that deep ball. You don't need to, because eventually that defense is going to crash down on the guy that you've been taking the 3 yards with, and that opens up the deep ball. So if Jackson can kind of read the defense, and with, you know, Charlie Weiss Jr. and Lane Kiffin's help, I think the in-helmet communication is going to be, you know, night and day too. There's a real chance for Jackson to be pretty special here.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, t-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
Ole Miss fans, your only choice for daily fantasy sports is Prize Picks. America's number one daily fantasy sports app, Prize Picks has over 5 million active members. And it's fun and it's simple. Pick two or more players from any sport, whether they'll go for more or less of their projected stats, choose flex or power play, and watch the winnings roll in. Flex means you still win even if one of your picks misses. Power plays are higher payouts, but you got to get all of your picks right. Bottom line, you have options that fit your daily fantasy playing style, but only with our friends at Prize Picks. And they've already made me a winner. CeeDee Lamb, an easy pick for more than 96 receiving yards. The only weapon for Dak Prescott in his more or less of 263 passing yards. Even better, you can now get up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And winning withdrawals with Prize Picks are fast, safe, and secure. When those picks hit, you can get your money in as quick as 15 minutes. So download the Prize Picks app today and use code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. That's code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Code TALKOFCHAMPIONS on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive this $50 bonus. It's guaranteed with Prize Picks. Run your game.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Yeah, speaking of special, I'm glad you brought that up because I do want to talk about that in the last segment here. With the in-helmet communication. Look, nobody more special than USA Benefits Group and Drew Moak. If you're looking to cut your health insurance premiums by 20 to 30%, aging into Medicare, need help with a supplement plan, Drew and USA Benefits Group can help you out. 601-953-8449. Drew's an Ole Miss grad. He's in Mississippi, but he's licensed in 7 states as well. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage. He's got access to 35 different carriers to help you with regular health plans, life insurance, dental, vision, Medicare. He's got it all covered. It's critical to not only have an agent who is local, but also accessible. And that is Drew Moak. You can call him 601-953-8449 or visit usabg.com/DMOAK and get your free quote today. All right. The in-helmet communication. That is certainly something that is going to be very, very fun this year. I mean, we all, you know, the trademark, you know, whistle on the sideline when Kiffin does kind of the check with me thing has been, you know, a staple in these first 4 seasons in Oxford. Now, not going to have to do that. Just going to have to just hop on the mic and check with me on the, you know, between the ears with Dart. And then he can relay that to everybody on the offense. I think this is just it's a cheat code.
Yeah. Somebody called it that recently. I'd have to look here. All effort.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible what Ole Miss is going to be able to do now. Cause Kiffin, you know, the dude plays 4D chess already with
Kiffin speed. Said it.
Okay. so he knows. I mean, the guy can see the field. There's no doubt he runs certain sets, formations, plays to set things up for later. I mean, you want to talk about 4D chess. I mean, sometimes he plays like 8D chess and will run stuff in week 2 to set up for week 5. There's a reason, you know, my boy Michael Felder always talks about, like, you put stuff on film for a reason. Like, you put it out there so people have to think about it, have to honor it. But I think that's just going to elevate Jackson Dart's game to another level with, you know, hey, maybe you don't see it yet, but I see it over here, and we're going to attack it right here on this next play.
Yep.
I just think that that's just next level. It was weird to me initially when Kiffin had some pushback on it, because me and probably everyone else was like, what are you doing? Like, this is this is perfect for you. I mean, is there any other coach besides Lane Kiffin that you're like, oh, this is just tailor-made for this guy? I think that's going to be huge, where a lot of it is just, hey, just go ball. Like, let me handle everything. It's good for Dart to learn how to read defenses, coverages, go through progressions. Obviously, all that's important to make it in the NFL. But, hey, maybe you put the training wheels on for a little bit. Maybe you help him out. I mean, I think that's just going to be crazy, crazy efficient for this Ole Miss team, because I imagine there's going to be some folks upstairs that will relay stuff down to Lane. Hey, this is what we're looking at. Lane will talk to his guy with the book next to him, look at the analytics. I mean, all of this can probably happen in 4 or 5 seconds, 6 seconds, and then just tell Jackson through the headset, hey, here's what we got. Let's go ahead and try this right here. I mean, that's probably one of the, probably the thing I'm looking forward to the most this season. I'm excited to see those types of audibles and check with me stuff, and then see it in real time. Uh-huh. Just like, oh yeah, like they're cooking now. I think that's going to be just instrumental in helping this Ole Miss team take that next step to win 10 games, 11 games, have a run at trying to get to 12-0. That's going to be a big part. If Ole Miss goes 11-1 or 12-0, we're going to look back on this season and talk about that and how it was a big part.
Yeah, without a doubt. And people look at, I mean, to echo kind of what you're saying here, and I'll read Lane's quote in a second, and it kind of echoes what you said as well. You know, people think of it as, oh, the in-helmet communication, all that does is it allow, you know, the coach to get to their quarterback and send in the play faster instead of doing the whole sideline shenanigans. Sure. With the colored shirts and stuff. No, it's way more than that. I mean, it really is. Like you said, you could have guys, you know, call down from the top, say, hey, we're seeing this. Lane says, hey, Jackson, watch for this. Jackson watches for it, and then takes advantage of it. Like, and then you look at the defense too. Same thing. I would imagine that I don't think it's been announced yet, but whoever's going to get that green sticker, I think it'll probably be Poupon. But we'll have to wait and see. It's kind of the same thing on the defense, right? You know, you're able to say, hey, we're seeing this from the offense. Watch this guy. Look at the way that they're lining up. They're kind of tipping their play with the spreads or their splits or the way that the receivers set up on the outside. Watch for this, that, and the other thing. Whereas in the past, it was just, you know, check, check, 4-3 defense, like call the play. And so that's going to be a huge difference. And here's what Lane said. He said, quote, I think it's like having a cheat code in Madden offensively. I don't know that they've really thought defensively of what that really means. I think the assumption there is just, oh, you talk to the quarterback. But really, there's more to it than that, especially with the way we run our offense. I think it's a cheat code offensively if you do certain things offensively. The read RPO option that Kiffin and Weiss use, like you said, you know, and like Kiffin just said, or, you know, however long ago said, it's tailor-made for this system. You know, everything in this offense is based off of reads, or most things in this offense are based on reads. You can now get 4 or 5 guys in different places throughout the stadium, in different positions in terms of who they are as a coach, looking for those reads. And then you can tell Jackson about those reads before he makes that read. It's going to be a night and day difference. And like you said, yeah, this offense is, I mean, built for in-helmet communication, and it's going to make a big difference. I think we saw it a little bit with like Bo Nix, when they were able to kind of use it in their experimental fashion last year. That offense is similar in a sense. You know, they do a lot of reads. Ole Miss chose not to use it because they were just rolling with what they already knew. You could see a difference with it in a quarterback like Jackson Dart, like Bo Nix, where they are these 60-40 dual threat guys. Mm-hmm. Makes a big difference to have a coach in your ear saying, watch for this. Look at this guy. see the way that the safety crashes down, that means you should be going to the outside. Like, got it, check, done, mental box noted. And that should help with what we were just talking about too, about Jackson Dart with maybe holding on to the ball too long or kind of forcing a read that isn't there. Now he's got somebody else in his ear to say, watch this in advance, and it'll help him pull the trigger faster, which
Yeah.
if he's pulling the trigger faster than, he already was last year, which in a lot of instances was right on time or quick, sometimes way too slow. If you can get those way too slow faster through somebody telling him, watch this, not only will it teach him the game in real time, it sets up the offense for success in a way that didn't exist as of 2 months ago. Shout out. So, hey, you know what? Shout out to Connor Stallions. Like, he got this, he got what we needed when we
Yeah.
needed it. College football has probably been needing this for a decade or so now. The NFL has been using it for almost 20 years.
Right.
Connor Stallions got it done.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I mean, I think that's what's going to be so fun about this is I think without question, Kiffin trust darts with the trusts dart. Wow. To run the offense. There's no doubt. Third year, he knows it inside and out.
Yep.
But now, I mean, this is just next level. Just to be able to, and look, there's probably gonna be a lot of times when Kiffin gets on the horn, and Dart's like, yeah, I got you, coach. I see it. Like, there's gonna be. I mean, I think
Heard.
that relation, yeah, heard chef. That relationship is good enough to where Kiffin will probably, get on there. Hey. You see the linebacker, you see the safety, too high. What in darts? I got you. I'm already there. And then just the off season, dart. I mean, this is where NIL helps. I mean, darts got the deal with Nicholas Ayer, and he's taking his guys out to LA to go work out, just building that relationship. I think that everybody does that, but just being able to hey. Just let's just all hop on a jet and we'll go over here and work out for a weekend. That kind of stuff where, you can kind of look and give a little head nod to Trey Harris or, hey, and do one of these or one of these to Juice Wells or Jordan Watkins and they already know. So there's gonna be a lot of that, and I think it's only gonna elevate what Jackson Dart can potentially be in 2024. All right, let's go ahead and do it. Hot seat here. What will be the, not that he's going to win it, but if there is a chance for a potential Heisman moment, when do you think it is?
I liked what you said about LSU, but I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna say Oklahoma. I
Okay.
think LSU will be a statement. There's a chance to really make a statement. You go into Baton Rouge, you win. Georgia, regardless of which way that goes, win or lose, you can kind of like if Jackson doesn't play well against Georgia, one game doesn't kill a Heisman Trophy. When you look at kind of the winners in the past, that some of them might have a bad game in there. And it's typically against a team like Georgia, which should be a top four team this year. So I think you could kind of, regardless of what happens at Georgia, not a big deal. But when you look at an Oklahoma team that is coming into the SEC, coming into Oxford, it's kind of a, it's a weird, like it's a non-conference game, but now it's a conference game. And there's a real chance for him to say, okay, look, this Oklahoma team, it's going to be better this year. They should be pretty good this year. Jackson Arnold's a solid guy. Like, they have a good defense. Venables is kind of settling into his own. If Jackson can just blow them out of the water, it's like, okay, wait a minute. He just did that to Oklahoma. And regardless of whether Oklahoma is as good or as bad as they have been in the past, in the present, whatever, that name is still there. It's still, oh
Yeah.
my God, he just did that against Oklahoma. That could be the chance for him to really separate himself from the pack.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I lean LSU because I think LSU will be better than Oklahoma this
I do
year.
too.
And it's on the road, and Ole Miss hasn't won there since 2008. I think that's more of an opportunity for some billboard material. For the Heisman campaign, Georgia's the obvious answer. That's easy because there's a chance that both can be undefeated. You've got game day, you got prime time, SEC on ABC type stuff with Kirk and Chris and the rest of the crew. But I like it to be LSU. I think that's, Heisman moments come in all shapes and sizes. I think that emphatic road victory where you play well is hard to beat when you're looking at who had the best moment this year. So, plenty of opportunities for moments this year as Ole Miss is going to be front and center in college football. No longer the hunter. Ole Miss is now the hunted. So there, it's going to be circled on everybody's calendar, and it's going to be fun. But yeah, we'll wrap it up there for this first edition of the position preview series. Looking at quarterback, we've got tons and tons of content at OM Spirit. I was at OT7 finals over the weekend in Tampa. We'll have tons of stuff from that.
Pump it.
We've got reactions from the official visit weekend. Ole Miss had a bunch of top prospects in town. And then we'll have a lot of coverage leading up to another visit weekend coming up. So we appreciate Grayson coming on. Appreciate College Corner, USA Benefits Group for making it possible. We will be back later this week with another episode of The Flagship. Until next time, we out.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.